This is just crazy to me. And joining us now to talk a little bit more about this is Sherry Ellen. She's got a PhD, workplace and leadership expert. What's going on with half of Gen Z bringing their parents to job interviews? Good morning. Welcome in, Sherry. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Yeah, it's in a study that came out showing that over 50% of young adults are bringing their parents, having them work on their resumes, job search for them, and it's on by their request that they get that kind of support and help.
Is this a good thing? I mean, I get parents helping out, you know, if they're new to the job market, they're just graduating college. All right, let's brush up your resume. Here's some ideas. Here's where you can search how to do that. Helping the kid go into the right direction as far as maybe getting a recruiter in a job placement service or something like that. But actually walking into a manager's office, really?
Right. You hit it. There's support, and then there's a term that we call learned helplessness. And really learned helplessness is when people stop taking initiative because experience has taught them that their actions don't matter or that they don't have the capability. And there is support with helping them find the right direction, and reaching out relationships are important. But there's also that learned helplessness comes when we strip someone from the experience of really developing resilience and accomplishing those professional milestones.
What person in their right mind as a parent would say, this is going to be a good idea, Billy. I'm going to go in there with you and we're going to talk to the manager together. If somebody walked into my office as a program director of a radio station and I was looking to hire a morning show and the morning person brings in their parent with them, I'm like, you know what? This interview is over. See you later. I don't think I could. I don't know if I could stop laughing long enough to ask some serious questions about it.
Well, I think that moment started 18 or 19 or 20, however long the kid is, it started that far back. And, you know, from a brain perspective, what's interesting is that our brain does what's familiar. Your brain's number one question it's always asking is, am I safe and are the people around me safe? And so that behavior of over ownership and of doing for rather than supporting started many years ago, probably out of good intent, but it's driven by fear. It really isn't overprotection as much as it is fear-based love. Because what we know is that when your brain feels fear and it's anticipating a negative consequence, it resorts to more control, feeling like if we are in control that we can manage the uncertainty and we can manage the negative outcome.
Are you talking about the brain of the parent or the kid that's going through this?
Well, there's both, right? So it's just kind of just a universal fact about your brain is it wants to feel safe. And what it feels familiar is what feels safe. And so if we were just looking at them showing up, that's just a symptom. There's a symptom of something much deeper going on.
Yeah.
As an employer, exactly. You have a standard. And while that may not be an immediate no, it would be for me, but if it's not an immediate no, it definitely is a signal to pay attention to. Can that person, if you bring them on board, can they self-regulate on their own?
Apparently not.
Have they develop the resilience that they're going to need in an effective role?
Nah, there's no consideration whatsoever. I am not leaving that meeting. You know, I really like that person, but mom was over there just jumping in at every turn. So, you know what, let's go ahead and hire them anyway. Never happening.
Exactly. No
Never
is
happening.
A complete sentence.
Absolutely. I've got to ask you, Sherry, are we raising a bunch of puds?
Well, you know, I think about the resilience that's required in today's workplace. And I would tell the analogy that I always think about is I can't go to the gym and watch you work out and experience the benefits and the results. There's just something that you've got to experience for yourself. And I bet you and I both would say some of our best learnings are when we were put in situations where we struggled, where we failed, and that's where you learn.
Yeah. And a tip to parents, please don't do this. Don't show up at your kid's job interview. Seriously. Yes. What is your recommendation if somebody's considering this and they go, you know what, I'm thinking about going to my kid's first job interview, Sherry, what do you think?
I think you have to let go. You can have control or you can have growth. but you can't have both at the same time in equal proportion. And to step back and ask, is the control so important to me, or do I want to see this person that I love grow? And growth requires effort, and it involves failure, and it involves defeat. And we want to develop and not debilitate.
Yeah. Failure to launch is a real phrase, folks. Okay.
Just it is a real phrase.
Let them go. All right, Sherry, thank you so much. Just crazy, the stats on this story.